What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday the 3rd of June. Third one of the week. Two more to go after this. Not that I'm counting. For your pleasure, or irritation, however you like to listen to it. Maybe you like a sadomasochist, or... Oh, I can never say that word. Sadomasochist. As you can see, I can't say sadomasochist. Maybe you're a sadomasochist that listens to me purely just to piss you off, or just to, you know, hurt your ears or annoy you or something like that. Or maybe you put it on to annoy somebody else. Either or, I don't mind. It's viewing figures. I do it for the figures. I do it for the... and that's just on the podcast. More people need to come over to YouTube and watch the videos on YouTube so that I get my view accounts going up, because... it's about as fucking low as it could possibly get. It's about as low as somebody who's very uninteresting videos would be. But it's wrong, you know, that's giving the wrong impression, because they're very interesting. Anyway, what am I... That was the intro. That's the new intro for today. Anyway, what IKEA, I talked about yesterday about the queues in IKEA. Or was it the day before? The fucking ridiculous queue that was like... Oh, I mean, you just take it. There's an aerial photo of it, and it's like up, down, up, down, up, down, along a car park. Not just like we're talking about. It's got to be at least, if you straightened it all out, it'd be about 2 miles long, and people are queuing at the back of it. So there's a lot of people there, and they're all trying to get into IKEA. But somebody put a load of false social distancing stickers on in there, on the floor in there. Some people have got, you know, it's a funny idea, but. You gotta be bothered to do that. You probably had to queue to fucking do that as well. But you know, it's a prank. But he's put it all this, and IKEA is ridiculously hard to get out anyway. But he's put all these social distancing arrows all facing the wrong way, so everybody's trying to. They couldn't find their way out, basically. So there was all like rats in a fucking in a maze, trying to figure out how to get the hell out of there. I tell you what, I bet they fucking rued the day that they chose to go to IKEA, because it was bad enough having to do the queue and then probably spending hours trying to figure out how the hell to get out. Even the security guards are probably going, just follow those stickers down there, but he's pointing at the wrong ones, so they're going the wrong way back around the store. That is funny. I mean, like I said, you got to have the fucking inclination to be bothered to do that. He's probably had to print all the signs up and everything. It's good if he's got it on a YouTube, you know, he's doing it for a YouTube video. He's probably getting more videos than my videos anyway, but, you know, how even make a video of it? Because you have to spend hours trying to figure people all scratching their head and, you know, going, oh, for fuck's sake, I've already been in here once. I'm trying to get the hell out. Anyway, yeah, so that brightened up the IKEA story anyway, at the very least. Still kicking off over in America, and there's a picture in the paper. I've only pulled it out just to mention that. Well, there's a picture of one Donald Trump on his march to the church from the White House, just to hold a Bible for a photo opportunity. Apparently, it was just for a photo opportunity, because the priest or the vicar or whatever you want to call the religious person of the church was pissed off because they battened everybody out the way so that they could make a walkway for him to walk over to the church. And then he didn't even pray, she said. She didn't even do any praying. He just had a photo with the Bible and then pissed off. So he's trying to please somebody. He's trying to please the religious side of America, I guess, with that photo. He's pretending to be, you know, give it the Christian one. But really, he's like fucking, you know, let's get back to the White House. I've got a fucking Kentucky ordered. My Deliveroo's just pinged on my phone. My Kentucky's arrived. Let's def the prayers. That's for other people to do that. That's for the minions to do the praying. I'm the law and order. I'm the law and order. I'm fucking sending the police out to beat up the protesters, to attack and to fight fire with, you know, peaceful protests are getting battered is the main thing. But, you know, the police, I've got to deal with fucking looters and that. You can't. It's very hard to sort of unpolice looting or people setting fire to shit and beating, battering people. But peaceful protests, people should be allowed to protest, and they're getting fucking beat up with batons, and that has what happened on his way to church. So I don't think the Lord would be very pleased by that situation or by watching that. Maybe should send a lightning strike down when he was walking back to the White House and just fucking blast him, you know, right on the top of his head. Blast, at least just to blow his wig off so that everybody could have a laugh. Don't have to kill him. Just blow his wig off while the TV cameras are on. A little parting shot. Literally, parting shot. There's a joke for you. Anyway, but there's a picture in the paper. That wasn't the picture I was talking about. The picture was of... there's a guy with in a protest in America with his kid on his shoulders, and he stood in the front line, and there's a policeman with a fucking tear gas canister or rubber bullet, whatever, it's a fucking scary looking gun, pointing it in his face. Is he like, get back, and he's pointing it at the most unthreatening person in the queue with his kid on his shoulders. What's he going to do? Fucking start smashing his kid off the policeman's head like a weapon? I doubt it. So this guy's pointing this thing right in his face, you know, and that just looks wrong. It looks bad, you know, and that's just there. I mean, that's just because a picture can tell, you know, a million stories. But all the other, there's been loads and loads. I mean, I saw a Facebook video of somebody's grouped it all together of all the policemen doing all the kneeling, and army, and loads of people are all doing the kneel, and you know, with the protesters going down and doing the Black Lives Matter kind of kneel for to show their solidarity with it. Loads are doing it. So, but then you got a fucking idiot like that who's pointing a gun in a fucking bloke's face. It's clearly the most, like I said, he's not going to threaten him with his kid, is he? So anyhow, and then there's another guy, a picture of a fucking, when Donald Trump was doing, there's a picture of, I mean, obviously he's there for terrorist reasons, I imagine, but he's got a fucking sniper rifle. counter assault team member with a sniper rifle, and the rifle is like fucking almost as long as him. It's massive. I tell you what, it looks powerful as well. So if anybody gets a fucking clear shot, you know where it's come from, because that weapon just looks like you can't miss, and you're going to put a fucking hole straight through somebody. Go right for terrorists, not for protesters. So it depends on what he's fucking, you know, don't get too trigger happy, don't get too excited. Speaking of queues, IKEA queues, and fucking stupid queues, should I say, there's a massive one at the Parliament as well. They all had to queue to vote, and they're all pissed off because they had to go to work because they thought they could vote for, excuse me, do the voting from online like they have been doing during the lockdown. In the garden, in their very expensive Parliament-paid second home gardens, while they, but they've all had to queue. And they're all like fucking, the queue's as big as the IKEA one. They're all pissed off. They're all moaning, weren't they? That's your job. You know, they all had to get in a suit on a hot day and go and stand in a massive queue, winding up and down, up and down, up and down. And all just to put their votes in on. I don't even know what the vote was on. I'm not that bothered. I was just more interested in seeing them all cursing in the queue. Speaking of politicians, there's another thing in the paper saying about the Parliament's full of rodents. So he certainly was yesterday, a big long queue of them. But Westminster is full of rats and rodents. The capital, what's it called? Than anywhere else, more call-outs than anywhere else in the capital. So, what's that? There's a fucking light come on there. I know. Ignore that. That was, surprised by something there. But yeah, so, but rats were saying yesterday about the rats are all shagging everywhere. Oh, there's rats shagging and multiplying left, right and centre. So politicians aren't the only ones shagging all over the Parliament with their extra curricular activity. I said before about all the computers at Parliament, Houses of Parliament, was had a what was it now, I can't remember, but they've been watching loads and loads and loads of porn being watched on the computers at the Houses of Parliament. So You know, that's putting the country to rights. That's what's running the country. That's the machine that's running the country, and it's full of rats, rodents, and dodgy politicians who are watching porn. And speaking of rats, there's a rat who's had. But scientists have grown a liver, human liver, outside of the body, and they've inserted it into a rat. Got to be a fucking small liver. It's in the size of a fucking human liver. It wouldn't fit in a rat. So they've obviously grown it from a minuscule version. And they put it in a rat anyway. And the rat was thriving, doing really well. So that's the first step towards rat people. And, well, we got rat people, I've just said, in the Houses of Parliament. Queuing, shagging and fucking watching porn. But real rat people with real rats. And they're going to grow up and they're going to fucking... Imagine if people then started multiplying like the rats do. But like, well, we do anyway, but not on the scale of 2 can equal 500 million in 3 years. I don't think even on my fucking... Even if I was the fittest I could have and like, you know, endless supply of, you know, what's it called? Fertile ladies and whatever else. I don't think you'd even get anywhere near fucking 100, let alone that. But still, rats are the animal of the moment. At the moment, they're the animal of the podcast at the moment, because they are cute. I remember I met somebody who had a rat, two rats in a cage, and fucking the rats just ran around. All it was in a small cage. It was no much bigger than what the rat was. And all it had was like this round thing that he would run on. And it would just run on it and run and run and run. That's all you could hear all fucking day long and all night long was a rat. All night long was a rat running around in this fucking wheel. Dying to get out. He wanted to go for a walk. You know, that he was taking himself for a walk. Doing his 10,000 steps on the Wheel of Fortune. Anyway, let's get off rats. Top UFO believes he has the answer to David Bowie's classic song, There's Life on Mars. What? Is it rats? Is the rats on Mars? Because surely we'd have seen people by now. Everyone keeps saying there's life on Mars. There's definitely nobody up there. No people. Sorry to burst that bubble. There's no people there. But there's a picture there showing a face in a box, looking out from underneath. It doesn't look like a face in a box. It just looks like a load of rubble to me. Oh, right, there might be what looks like a couple of eyes, but it does not look like a face. Anyway, he's saying that there's a pyramid with a door and a face and a table. There is so much evidence in this one picture that it just blows my mind. And I'm looking at that picture and I can't see a fucking single bit of any evidence of life. There's no litter, for starters. There's no fucking, there's no kebab shop. There's no, what's it called? What else could I say? There's no, fuck knows. There's no tax man. There's no, fuck knows. That's all I'm going to say. There's no strip bars, nothing. Nothing like that. There's nothing there. So all I can see is a pile of rubble. So you can make of that what you want, but there might well have been life on Mars once upon a time. But I tell you what, when fucking we all get eliminated by aliens or whatever else, and we disappear off this planet, we'll have left fucking plenty of marks to our name. When people come down here, they'll see us. The planet's completely empty, and they go, "What fucking dirty bastards used to live here? They fucking wrecked the place." You know, when you walk into like a house that needs doing up, and you think, "This, what a pile of shit! Look, we got to fucking do all this before we can." That's what aliens will do. They'll come down and go, they'll kill us all. They'll look and just say, this place is a pile of shit. Before we need to renovate everything. Just get rid of everything and let's start afresh. Just leave the animals. They've done fuck all to anybody. Let the animals live. We'll treat you better. Don't worry about that. Anyway, women are likely to be more binge drinkers. Of course, we all know that. Women are more likely to be binge drinkers as their hormones give a greater buzz from booze. So they have a better time on booze even as well. Until they start kicking off. And that is like not a pretty sight. Sorry, ladies. That's not a pretty sight when you're kicking off. wherever it might be, on your man or on when on female, when that goes, it's fucking. I tell you what, they swing each other around by the hair. It's painful. It looks really painful, but they're rolling around all over the floor. Skirts going all over the place. Anyway, kebab in each other's face. Not pretty, but anyway, binge drinkers, they love it. They love a drink. Love the wine. They get away with it. They drink the wine thinking that it's what's it called? It's civilised to have a nice glass of wine, a nice bottle of wine with your meal. And then, men ask for a bit. And there's fucking very, very little left by the time they've they get to share it. Anyway, I'm not knocking it. I think it's great. Women know how to party. They know how to have a good time. Oh my God! You know what? It's only mentioned rodents again in this. I've got to say the rat bit, the chemical that gives the brain its feel good factor. Fluctuating levels of the female sex hormone estrogen respond to alcohol by activating dopamine, the chemical that can give the brain its feel good factor. So when the girls are starting to get lively, but when they go too much, then they've gone past that. And the dopamine's drained out in their piss. And that's when they come back from the toilet, falling all over the place. Sorry, ladies. In the study on mice, neurosurgeons found alcohol was more rewarding to the female rodents than the males. There you go. It's been tested on rats again. Rats are getting pissed. Rats are having a fucking right old good time. Apart from that one that's in that person that I know had who has got the rat cage. That one wasn't having a good time. He wanted to have a drink. Look how much fun they was having. So yeah, there you go. Females and female rats loving the booze. The urban fox. The urban fox's snout is getting shorter, wider and more robust to help it scavenge through bins. And its brain is shrinking. There you go. His brain is shrinking. You know why? Because he's eating the crap that we eat. It's eating the shit out of the bins. It's eating the fast food and all the fucking E-numbers and the chemicals that's been put in food. And his brain's shrinking and his face is getting wider and robust. That ain't just fucking evolution. You don't evolve that quickly like that. That's just the shit it's eating. Its face is... So you might not look the way you would normally look. Well, you wouldn't if you're a pizza fucking eating monster, then quite clearly your face is different to how it would look had you not eat pizzas every day, because it's fat. But faces are changing and his brains are shrinking, so it's thick. It's gonna become like a human, have a big thick brain. Next thing you know, he'll be be like a couch potato. The fox has just managed to work out how to use a Deliveroo phone call, maybe like a code that orders a pizza to his foxhole, and that's it. And he won't come out, just become a big fat fox. And he won't be able to get out of his foxhole, and then we'll have to call the firemen in, and we'll have to get pull him out of his foxhole, the way we get fat people out of their flats and out of their beds. The fox will get like that. Don't eat the fucking shit we eat. Whatever you do. I can't imagine they're in there eating the vegetables. There might be. I feed his own pets on one of the cable channels. If you haven't seen that, brilliant programme. I feed his own pets about the British workers who were going off to work. They worked on building sites, but they used to go and work in Germany or go and work in Europe like they used to do in the 80s. But apparently it's got people pissed off because it's cutting all the good bits out because the PC, what's it called? Political correctness are cutting out all the funny bits. That's a bit shit because there's fucking loads of good stuff in there for his own pet. I can't imagine it's very good to watch if they're cutting everything out because, you're cutting out that's just ruining it. It just becomes a drama then if you're cutting out all the jokes, doesn't it? So, it's not like a comedy in the sense that it's got canned laughter in it, but it's got funny bits, and if you're cutting them out, it ain't got no funny bits, therefore it's shit. So I'm not going to watch it. Anyway, police hunting drug gangs have told the public to give them a ring if you see too much bling. So if you're a drug dealer watch it, because if you're out there with all your fucking rings on and your blings driving your BMW when you're just about 18, or your massive like 50 grand BMW, and you've never done a day's work, you're never getting up going to work, your neighbours going to be grassing you up. They probably do already anyway. But it's fucking obvious, isn't it? It stands out like a fucking sore. For starters, it shows zero class. And also, it shows that it's somebody who's got zero class has got too much money. That's exactly what it shows. Or you could just be like, you know, like, what's his name? Bobby George, the darts player, with all his fucking jewellery. He's got rings. He's got about three watches on, loads of chains. He's like fucking... He's got about... He ain't got enough rings. He ain't got enough length of his fingers to put enough rings on. He's got about... He's got 10 fingers and he's got about like 25 rings on him. You know, he can't get enough jewellery on. Imagine him going to bed at night trying to take it all off. It takes him about 3 hours. He's like the English version of what Mr. T used to be like with all his chains. But he's just a rich darts player with no, you know, with a wacky style. I don't think anybody else would, again, pull that off. But he looks good, even though he looks terrible. Right, I'm going to leave it there, I think. I've got loads more to tell you, but unfortunately, I've run out of time because I'm on a timer, my own timer, in my brain. I've got places to be. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.